China's economy slows. What does that mean for us?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, does it make economic sense to tear down foreclosed homes? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down this morning. The Dow down 49 points at 11,347. The NASDAQ down about 0.6%. S&P 500 down about 0.5% right now. A sign this morning of some price inflation. The Labor Department said prices at the wholesale level rose by 0.8% last month. That means in the last year, they're up about 7%. Meanwhile, in China, some evidence this morning of a slowing economy. The government there said that last quarter, the Chinese economy grew at an annual rate of just, get this, 9.1%. That may sound good, but it's the slowest growth there in 2 years. Julie Niemann is an analyst with Smith Moore and Company. She joins us live from St. Louis, as she does every Tuesday. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Jeremy.
So 9.1% sounds pretty good to me. Why is it not good enough for China?
Well, it looks wonderful, but it's way below what they need to grow because they have to keep on keep employment growing or they really risk a lot of civil unrest. So 9.1% is great, but they need closer to 12, 13% almost as a minimum. This is slowing due to the debt crisis in Europe and the United States. Europe is their number one customer with about $400 billion in trade. Europe and their debt crisis can't afford all this. And, of course, we've seen even our demand from China really dropping as well. So it's a trajectory that could really cause huge problems.
Well, what does it mean for us, Julie? Is it problems for the United States?
Well, China really does matter to the United States because we do export to them. You know, we've got China has machinery tools, heavy equipment, planes. All of this goes to China, and that's what brought us technically out of our recession in 2009. If they stop buying our manufactured goods, we too risk sliding back into recession here.
Well, let's talk quickly about the other big international story this morning. We've, of course, got this big deal they're trying to reach, a big plan to deal with the European debt crisis. And today we hear that Moody's may downgrade the credit rating of France.
Well, Moody's is putting everybody in a rock and a hard place. All of the European Union countries are going to be coughing up a lot of money and putting themselves at risk just to bail out Greece and to stabilize the EU currency. So France is obviously is going to be spending even more money, putting their government even further in debt, causing the possible downgrade here. So that's not going to happen just to France alone. Moody's will be looking at all the other countries and how much they have to pony up too. It really is a situation where you are between a rock and a hard place. What's going to result from it, though, is everybody's going to blow off Moody's because you're going to do what you need to do to get this job done.
Julie Niemann, analyst with Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always and congratulations to the St. Louis Cardinals.
The cardiac Cardinals. We did it.
Well, we got earnings this morning from Bank of America, which says it made a profit of about $6 billion last quarter, but much of that came from what you might call creative accounting. The bank's consumer real estate division, think home mortgages, actually lost more than $1 billion. Bank of America is holding a huge number of bad mortgages, so it recently began giving away foreclosed homes to cities that demolish them. But as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, it costs real money to tear down a house.
Cleveland is home to hundreds of abandoned houses. Damian Borkowski manages their demolition for the city.
There's a number of costs. Firstly, you have to conduct an asbestos survey, and those run around $600.
If asbestos is found, there are more expenses. Otherwise, the cost to tear down a house is around $10,000. That includes hauling away the debris and filling any remaining hole with dirt, which isn't cheap.
Oh, yeah. We buy dirt.
Kendall Pelling is with a nonprofit community development organization that demolishes dilapidated houses in Pittsburgh. Sometimes, he says, the city recycles dirt from other properties.
If we have dirt laying around somewhere, we can get a reduced price. Then we just have to pay to truck it.
Demolishing abandoned homes can prop up the housing market. In Cleveland, Damian Borkowski says it also helps the labor market.
A lot of the people now who are doing demolition were house builders, and since there is no work there, they are using their machinery to tear houses down for us.
Cleveland plans to tear down around 700 abandoned houses this year, one sector of the housing market that's still booming. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at NovoNordisk-US.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
NBA players and owners will meet again today to try to end the lockout, which is already causing the cancellation of the first 2 weeks of the season. And now, as Sally Herships reports, the league may cancel games all the way through Christmas.
Fun sports fact of the day. BRI stands for Basketball-Related Income. Yearly BRI is about $4 billion. That's how much the NBA generates in revenues when it's playing.
The owners claim that they've been losing around $300 million a year in the aggregate, putting all 30 teams together.
Andrew Zimbalist is a sports economist at Smith College. He says players don't believe the owners' numbers. The first 2 weeks of the season have already been canceled. But Christmas time is key because
football is about to fade out and basketball is about to take over as the major professional sport.
If you're a team owner or a player, tis the season to sell jerseys and fill luxury boxes. So does everyone lose if games aren't played?
The teams that generate profits will suffer. The reputation and the brand of the NBA will suffer.
And businesses connected to basketball will suffer. But Zimbala says local economies overall won't. Consumers will spend their entertainment dollars elsewhere. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, to some drama at one of the final matches at the World Scrabble Championship in Poland. The letter G went missing. One of the players asked authorities to take another player to the bathroom and strip search him for it. They did not carry out the search, but the accused did win by 1 point. No word from the accuser. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Standardized testing, love it or hate it, it's part of the curriculum. But what happens now that teachers have skin in the game?
A bunch of students had left a number of questions blank, and then they all, on the last seven questions of the exam, had given the exact same answers. It certainly looked like someone else had maybe filled in the answers for them.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, another installment of Freakonomics Radio. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.